The number of South African justice seekers who continue to be failed by our justice system remains high. Yesterday, hundreds of people converged on Marikana to commemorate 44 people who died brutally in the mine strike 10 years ago. Today, it will be 40 years after anti-apartheid activist and journalist Ruth First was killed by a parcel bomb in Mozambique. And next week is the first anniversary of the death of Gauteng Health Department whistleblower Babita Deokaran. A memorial service was held last Sunday that joined the lives of Ruth First, the Marikana miners, and Babita Deokaran. Activist Mark Haywood wrote an insightful article on the Daily Maverick, which was titled Assassination Nation, When Justice Fails the Justice Seekers, and he joins us this morning on the line. Mark, a very good morning to you. Welcome.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
For you, what is the common link between these three notorious assassinations?
Well, there are several links. I mean, the first most obvious one is that in all three of these assassinations, justice still eludes us. We know who murdered Ruth First 40 years ago today, as you've said, and that person, Craig Williamson, who is the self-confessed killer, the person who sent the parcel bomb, was granted amnesty and is a free man in South Africa today. Many of us feel that he should not be, and that justice was not granted to the First family. The Marikana mine workers, 10 years on, the fingers have been pointed at the senior executives of Lonmin. Fingers have been pointed at President Cyril Ramaphosa for possibly instructing that the police move in and treat the matter as a criminal matter, not a labor dispute. Nobody has been arrested. Nobody has been charged for all of those killings. And then Babita Deokaran, one year, next Tuesday, her murder outside her home on the 23rd of August. And although there are people on trial for her killing, the people who are on trial for her killing are not the masterminds of the killing. They are the gunmen. So, you know, the three assassinations point to a failure of our justice system. And I think it's particularly sad because what also links these three people or groups of people is that they all sought justice. They were all people who were making sacrifices for the betterment, not just of themselves, but for the country. And I think we owe a higher duty to people who get killed, as it were, in the line of justice. Instead, we failed them.
Is there an aspect of a lack of political will that goes with, the lack of initiative or capacity from the justice system?
Yes, I think politics is very central, certainly to Ruth First and to the Marikana miners. You know, there have been many complaints that since our democracy, there was some secret agreement not to prosecute, not to investigate some of the apartheid agents who were responsible for killing human rights activists. There have been very few prosecutions. With the Marikana mine workers, well, the finger points right to the top of our government. So there is a lack of political will. And you know, when it comes to Babita Deokaran, there's been high-quality investigative journalism by the News 24 investigative team, which is showing probable cause for her murder. But there's no evidence of an investigation into that. Now, I think it's wrong when journalists are ahead of the police in investigations into something like that type of murder. So again, it's a question of political will. If the Minister of Police, if the President said, as they sometimes do, we want to find the people behind this in 72 hours, well, it may take longer than 72 hours, but I seriously think that they could find the people who are responsible. They don't cover their tracks very well, some of them.
What can be done? What should be done?
Well, as I point out in my article, the tragedy is that there's a lot of assassinations in our country over the last few years of activists. So what we need is a response that is both short-term and longer-term. In the short term, we need that political will to investigate, to act, to prosecute and to put behind bars the people who are doing these things. In the medium term, we need to be preventing this from happening. We need better protections for human rights activists, better protections for whistleblowers. And we need a criminal justice system that works, and because it works, deters people. At the moment, people think that they can kill with impunity, and that's why we are having these killings. That belief has to be changed.
All right, Mark, thank you so much for your time, as always. Really appreciate it.
Thank you very much. It's nice to speak to you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, that was Mark Haywood. He wrote that piece, Assassination Nation, When Justice Fails the Justice Seekers, in light of the 10th anniversary of the Marikana Massacre, 40th anniversary of the killing of Ruth First by that parcel bomb, and also the first anniversary of the killing of whistleblower Babita Deokaran.